Jason Ray of Wisconsin may seem like a typical college senior, but at 21, he's already a superdelegate attending his second national political convention.
My schedule today, woke up at about 6 o'clock, got ready, went to breakfast. Every morning we have a delegation breakfast, and then I did about 4 or 5 interviews this morning, 2 print and 3 radio, 9:30 off to the convention center.
Elected to the Democratic National Committee when he was 17, he grew up in a town of roughly 8,000 people in northern Wisconsin. This year, he's the Democratic National Committee Youth Council co-chair and superdelegate for Wisconsin.
The thing I like best about this is just the energy. I'm going to leave here with such enthusiasm and such excitement. I love being here with all the other young delegates. It really gives me more hope and inspiration that together we can accomplish the change that we want to see. And for that, I'll head out of here with, trainings and techniques from our youth council panels to help elect Barack Obama as the next president.
Ray's constantly talking and shaking hands with friends, fellow delegates, and politicians he met along the way. The DNC committee even gave him a hybrid Chevy Tahoe and his own personal driver during the convention week. He's a little shocked by the perk and says he's too young to have his own driver. However, he doesn't think he's too young to be politically active.
You can always be a part of change. It does not matter how old you are. As long as you care about something, you have the power to make a difference. No one needs to be feeling like if you can't vote, you can't make a difference. Young people can volunteer, they can do community service projects, they can get involved in a number of different, be it political or social or community issues, and I think they have an important voice.
One of Ray's major duties at this convention is co-chairing the DNC Youth Council. The Youth Council held its first official public meeting at the DNC, and he seems confident that it will be a success.
We're very fortunate to have several young people with us today who are either elected officials or young candidates themselves. We're going to do introductions, and then we're going to open up for questions. The microphones are right down front. And questions actually mean questions, not statements.
Tuesday's discussion addressed different ways to reach young voters and get them involved. Panelist Heather Smith, executive director of Rock the Vote, a nonpartisan organization, says it's found that when young people are registered to vote, they show up.
In fact, in the 2004 elections, 82% of all registered young people went to the polls.
At the end of this caucus, Ray is still standing on the stage, shaking hands and talking with attendees. He believes the DNC Youth Council meeting was successful.
We were able to provide young people with resources that they need to be effective campaign people. I think we were able to inspire them to run for office possibly themselves and really give them, the information and things that they need to be successful in the political world and to be able to help make a difference.
It's only mid-afternoon, and Superdelegate Ray still has a full schedule in front of him. He'll head to the Pepsi Center to get ready for the evening speeches and then to receptions.
It's become a job from 6 in the morning until 2 in the morning and back at it again the next day.
Despite long days and late hours, Ray doesn't seem to be slowing down a bit. He believes the youth vote is going to be the deciding factor in the upcoming presidential election. For YPress, I'm Harishi Deshpande. Katie Bollinger and David Glass contributed to the reporting of this story.